And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just covering down on some major ground across the Southeast U.S. of A. Yes, indeed. And then all y'all live streaming, then all y'all podcasting. The bottom line is wherever you catch the show, thank you very much for doing so. Means the world to us, and you're the reason why we do what we do. Well, let me not waste no more time. Let me just jump on in here. Every Thankful Thursday, about halfway through hour number two, we have two of our compadres who do things in the background that just make us feel better about ourselves, and they jump on in with their own opinions on stuff. And so let me just call the roll real quick. Is the dynamic diva of punditry from Huntsville, Lee, are you there?
I am here.
You are indeed. Thank you very much. And then silky smooth, buttery voice would be Butters. Are you there?
I am here, Phil. How are you?
I am good, man. Glad you're here. And you're by the way, for those of you who are live streaming the show, you can see Butters in his home studio. Whoop, whoop. Looking shiny.
I'm trying to come in looking good here.
Gotcha. You know what? I pronounce it. It got a quorum. Let's do some Butters and Lee. All right, you guys. I'm gonna jump into a question we've been talking about here for a little while. The Cracker Barrel thing. So Cracker Barrel is changing its logo. Cracker Barrel is remodeling its interior. I'm even to the understanding, as of about 30 seconds before we came on the air, they're even changing their menu, doing things like shepherd's pie and herb roasted chicken and other stuff. And then I also look at Target firing its CEO. Profits are volatile. Cracker Barrel stock crashed today, by the way. Here's my question for you. Is this a go woke, go broke moment? Is that where we are right now? And I'm going to say, Butters, you first.
Well, first off, I think it's a pretty simple criteria to hire the CEO of Cracker Barrel. If you can't make chicken and dumplings, like, get out of here. So in their defense, something's been going on and they've been tanking for a long time.
Yeah.
Their stock has been going down and they needed to do something. But yeah, this seems really, and to the go woke, go broke, there's a lot of stuff on their website about inclusivity. They've got a whole section on all the different groups for their employees, for their Black employees, for their gay and lesbian employees. There's a couple of groups that are kind of missing. So I think this is a lot of, I don't know who they're like, who they're polling. I want to feel like I'm going home to grandma's.
That's
and
right.
Going to have a good meal. Like, it's not that hard.
I know, when you're away from home and you don't have any Southern cooking, you can go there and expect to find it.
And when I was in the Navy, I always knew I could get sweet tea anywhere in the country at a Cracker Barrel if I could find one.
No doubt. I got a Cracker Barrel story about, but I'll go to Lee first. Lee, what are you thinking? All this stuff about Cracker Barrel changing its image, is this go woke, go broke?
Yes. And may I add that if I walked into my grandmother's house and received Cracker Barrel food, I would cry. My grandmother could cook 10 times better than Cracker Barrel.
Well, okay.
I'm just going to put that out there. Cracker Barrel food is mid at best. It is not that great. And the quality of the food has been going down for decades. But here's the thing. Remember what happened? I can't remember how long ago. A few years ago, anyway. When they really started going woke and they had the rainbow rocking chairs and they were trying to be all inclusive.
Oh, yeah.
That was their first hit. And see, this is a case of, at that time and now, they are not understanding who their core consumer is. You can do all the virtue signaling you want, but if it turns off your core consumer, you're cutting your nose off to spite your face.
That's exactly right.
And they're doing it. The NFL's doing it with these male cheerleaders that are like just women doing the women butt-jiggling dances and stuff. You know, I've seen male cheerleaders. Yeah, you know, they're the ones who hold up the women. And they're doing the stunts, and they're these athletic dudes. That's not what this is. What I'm saying is they're forgetting who their core customer is. That at Target kind of screwed itself up, and it's a lot more. It's not as simple as profits for Target, but they've gotten expensive for their items and stuff like that for what they're perceived to be the quality as compared to the cost to me. But so I'm saying Target's a little bit different. But Cracker Barrel just plain forgot who their customer is.
I'll tell you a quick Cracker Barrel story and an endearing moment here. So our son was stationed out at Fort Hood, Texas, was not able to come home for Thanksgiving one time. And we arranged for him to go by there and pick up a Thanksgiving meal from Cracker Barrel because we could order it right here and it would be ready for him there. Except that when he went, they accidentally gave him, and they said that we won't charge extra for it. They did an entire family package, not just like a meal. They did a family package. He was eating leftovers for a week.
And so it was a true Thanksgiving experience.
It was actually, yes, indeed. There was lots of Thanksgiving leftovers for him on that one. But I don't
I hope that this, honestly, it gives opportunity to local family restaurants to fill in. I mean, not that necessarily Cracker Barrel's been really plugging that hole for long, but, you know, I don't know. Yeah, there's definitely an issue of woke, but I think there's just a bigger, like, what are you doing? Like, who is your customer, and what are you doing to serve them, and how are you messaging them? Because I sure haven't seen a lot of advertising out of Cracker Barrel other than being in the headlines about being woke.
And the new logo is about as lame and plain vanilla as you can get. It's like a plain brown bag. I mean, it's just, in fact, somebody pointed out that if you look at the old logo, they have the guy sitting on the stool or the chair right next to the barrel, that they have taken off both the barrel and the cracker from the logo. It's awesome.
Oh, okay, that's a good one.
All right, let me do question number two before we run out of time. All right, so Texas. Don't be messing with Texas. So Texas, just yesterday, all the Democrats returned. They lassoed them in, got them back in the corral, started branding them. And then now the Democrats were forced to have to go through the actual process they were elected to do, which was a deal on the floor of the House with the redistricting plan. The redistricting plan is controversial. I get that. The reality is they were supposed to be there to be controversial on the floor and not run away from the state. But right now, what's happening is the redistricting plan passed the House in Texas. It now goes to the Senate, and Democrats are having to come apart. And they're threatening to sue. And yet, at the same time, Democrats are cheering Gavin Newsom for trying to do what we would call a retaliatory redistricting out in California. Just give me your thoughts on this. You know, it's good over here, but not over there argument. Lee, you first this time.
Because that just sums up Democrats for you. It's okay when I do it, which should be their slogan. But the point of the matter is, Democrats have been doing this for ages. Look at some of these heavy Democrat states that have 40% Republicans and, you know, one seat that's a Republican seat. They've been doing this forever. And when you give it back to them, they can dish it out, but they cannot take it. And Gavin Newsom's just making noise. He just wants to show up like some sort of hero because he's really pushing to have his career move forward. And good on him. I want him to run because he's a slimy reptilian piece of you-know-what. So bring him on out. But I'm saying that this is something they've done for ages, and they just don't like it when it's done to them, pure and simple. Yeah. And if this gets rid of Jasmine Crockett, I'll do a cartwheel.
Butters, weigh in. What are your thoughts on the fact that the Democrats can say bad over here but good over there as long as we're the ones doing it?
Well, first off, I definitely want to see the cartwheel. That has to be on video.
We will have a YouTube moment.
It's political theater. That's all it is. To me, it's a symptom of honestly, I guess I'd say the social media age and just trying to get headlines. Did any of this theatrics change the results of what was inevitably going to happen and what happens both times? I know, you know, you've talked about, I think you talked about it on CNN.
I did. Yeah.
That they, you know, I mean, like, this is what happens. We elect, you know, a majority and they make changes. As far as Gavin Newsom, if I understand correctly, he's having to actually change the law.
Yeah.
As opposed to what Texas, I mean, and he is definitely theater. I mean, and you know, I as slimy as he is, he seems to be pretty good at the theater of politics. So
it's theater. It's a Greek tragedy is what it is.
So I think they're just, I mean, pictures of having a suitcase getting out, like what are we doing? Like where did all the adults go? It's frustrating.
Well, I said last night on CNN, one of the reasons why liberals are freaking out over this is because they've done it for years. And now they're like, wait, Republicans, they figured out how to do it too. And they can't stand the idea that we're doing what, I mean, if you look at the gerrymandered states like Illinois, New York, California, there's hardly any room left for them to carve up something that butts out the few Republicans they've allowed to be in, the token Republicans they have in office. So I don't know what they're going to do to get it done, but wow.
And I wonder how much of it is like you've kind of pushed so hard against the right. And we're just trying to get along. We're trying to get along. Have you pushed far enough that there's a lot of folks on the right now that are going, I don't really care. Like, we don't really care what your feelings are. We're not trying to get along. We're trying to fix some stuff that's broken.
Absolutely. So, Lee, any final thoughts before we go to break? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, we always have been go along Republicans for some reason. And then at this point, I think enough people are like, no more. You want to dish it out, we're going to dish it right back to you when we're in power. And they don't like it. They don't like it at all.
Nope. Can't stand it. All right. We're taking a break. We're coming right back. That's round one, Butters and Lee. We come back. The next round is where they ask me questions, and I just hope I have an answer. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. Just bulletproof influence. That's what it is. All right, we're going right back to round two of Butters and Lee. Bringing my two compadres in right now to ping me with questions and just see where the chips may fall. I'm going to go ladies first. Lee, pray tell, what is your question for Moi?
Okay, so you saw where Trump's $500 million,
yeah.
What would you call that? Judgment that he had to post the bond got overturned.
Yeah, the penalties, yeah.
I don't think that the judgment against him got overturned. I think just the bond.
That's correct.
Are they going to come back and issue after another bond with lesser amount, A? And B, why do these Democrats, who have obviously committed a lot of the same fraud, keep throwing rocks in their glass houses? What the heck?
Okay, a lot to unpack there. First of all, they're throwing rocks because they hate Trump more than they love America. So they just need a reason to say Trump Amen. Bad, and that's what they do. So the $500 million civil penalty that was attached to Trump's case by Letitia James, appeals court threw it out. Now what happens is the appeals court sends it back and I haven't read the opinion, so I can't tell you exactly what there were instructions in it. Usually it's called remanding with instructions for it to be, I don't think they threw out penalties. I think they threw out those penalties. And now the court may determine something more reasonable. What's reasonable? I don't know. So the opinion itself may have given a clue or at least a direction of what is considered reasonable. And this was certainly not. This was way, way, way beyond the pale. They did not throw out the conviction. Now, I'm not going to tell you that I know not only what the opinion said, but what I don't know for a fact is what the appeal was. I would anticipate they appealed the entire case, like the whole guilty verdict plus the penalties. But this was only a ruling on the penalties, to my understanding. So I've got to dig in and find out a little more about it. But this was a win for Trump, no matter which way you look at it. So
absolutely,
yeah. And Letitia James, like, this in your face. How about that? Just in your face. By the way, whatever happened to Fannie Willis? Remember her, Fannie Willis? Whatever happened to Fannie from over in Atlanta? She had the big case against Trump. She was going to take him down. She was the Letitia James of the South. And now she's just like,
well, she had her own troubles, you know, boyfriend and money and, you yep. know, all that. She, yeah, you know, it's another glass house thing where you're like, what are you doing?
What's that scripture? You will look for them and they will not be found.
Still haven't seen anybody hauled off in handcuffs.
Not yet. So. Not yet, but stand by. Butterman, what question do you have for me?
Well, so first I want to just highlight some local elections that we got coming up next week here in Alabama. I think it's the 26th. That is next week, right?
Yeah.
And so here's a pontification question on the local elections. What would you say is your kind of your rank order with mayors, city council, all these local seats, not necessarily looking for any specific locations, but in general, what are your thoughts on how would you rank order the importance of some of these local seats that are up?
Well, in terms of, you mean,
which one's most important? Is our mayor more important? City council more important? School boards, you know, these local elections.
Interesting you ask that. I don't know that I ever thought about rank ordering them like that. I will tell you this, local means a lot. We saw that during COVID. Local means a lot. And the amount of crap that we have discovered in our schools, which is being allowed in by feckless local school boards, most of whom just don't even pay attention. They're like just going and collecting their paycheck and then voting at the next meeting and then leaving again and then doing a ribbon cutting at the new school gym. That's all that you know. But now that they're being called out quite often, they're dealing with it. The mayor's thing, I think, is a really big deal. It's kind of like watching Trump in the White House, the mayor to any small town. I don't care what size. I knew a very effective mayor who did great things for his town with a population of 900. I mean, it's a beautiful small town, and it's got great leadership in the mayor. I've seen some city councils that can compensate for a bad mayor by having a good council. But I've seen some feckless council members. You look at them and go, you don't deserve to even be sitting at that table. And it's only the strength of the mayor that drives the town. So it's hard call, brother. I mean, but I will say this. To sort of touch on the trend of your question, though, people have got to recognize that local elections can sometimes impact you way more than what happens in D.C., way more than what happens on your U.S. Senate race, because those people do things like setting local tax rates, lodging taxes. They do things like regulatory burdens at the local level. They pave your roads. They pay for your police departments. They can defund your police. They put books in your kids' hands at school. Local elections mean a lot. And they are so often the election that people stay home for and forget to go do.
Yeah, especially the end of August when it's not all that well known, other than a bunch of signs out in the yards.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting too, Butters, is allegedly these races are apolitical at the local level. They're not. You don't brand. I say brand yourself. I say go out there and say, I'm running for mayor of this small town, or I'm running for city council. By the way, did I mention that I'm a Republican? You don't have to qualify as a Republican for the race, but you can sure run as a Republican and tell people you are. And I think that would go a long way in today's environment.
Definitely branding yourself is a pretty big key. So, but yeah, we've got Southside's got elections going on.
Yeah.
And, Rainbow City, and I think there's a whole bunch of municipalities around.
I live in the county, so I can't vote on them, but I know the guys that are running. But the folks, there's some good people running there in all these races. But hey, listen, that's it. The music's about to play. You guys are amazing. Appreciate you both, Butters and Lee. I was traveling this morning, and Lee reminded me I'd forgotten to schedule this. So thank you very much, Lee, for holding me accountable. Appreciate y'all both very much. All right, that's Butters and Lee, as in every Thursday we do this thing. Thankful Thursdays, thankful for them. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come right back from this break, and you guys, I got plenty of stuff left. We've not even touched down on the home fries. We've not even touched on the don't mess with Texas. In fact, we're just going to be here a while. And I got text messages, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Text it, call it. Let's hear from you. We'll be right back.